All right. That's your man coming at you again. Another podcast. Things taking off pretty good. We're getting a lot of downloads, a lot of new listeners. We're, maybe 20 states, 22, 23 countries. Going pretty good. I would have never thought it would have the type of appeal that it has, but, it's very humbling. So, I give thanks to all the people that listen to, download, think the podcast is great. Even if people think the podcast is shit, I really think that everybody takes the time to listen, because there's a lot of other choices. And so far, we were doing really, really well, a lot better than I've expected. So I definitely want to give thanks for that. We're on episode number 88. Almost, 88. So I never thought I would have that much to say that people wanted to listen to, that I could now be on 88 episodes and downloads going up and up and up and up. Seems like almost every week, new states, new countries are tuning in. And it's truly humbling for a guy that, didn't even know what a podcast was over a year ago to be doing the type of things that it's doing now is truly amazing, and I truly give thanks for it. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out. Today is Sunday evening, October 18th. So I'm doing this actually on the day I was supposed to do it. So, it's fall here in Chicago, starting to get real cold, real crisp, I call it. Not freezing cold like Chicago can get, but just enough to, real crisp in the air, and leaves are changing colors. They're falling off. It's actually my favorite time of year. I love the fall, where it's not too hot, not too cold. Really gloomy. We rarely don't see the sun anymore. Probably won't until about May. But this is the time of year that I love the most, is this type of weather. I enjoy every day. I give thanks every day that, I'm alive and I get to see it, whether it's extremely hot, extremely cold, snow, whatever. But, we all have a preference. So, I like this time of year. So what I wanted to discuss in this particular podcast is it's a vanity. It's called vanity. The first thing that I needed to do, I needed to get this out, and that is my oldest sister. It's four of us. I'm the youngest. My brother is the oldest. Then I have two sisters. One sister lives here, the other lives in Atlanta. My sister that lives here, last week she was diagnosed with cancer, and they don't know if it's cervical or intestinal cancer, but either one is very, very deadly. My aunt just died from intestinal cancer not even a year ago, and I wanted to send prayers out for that. But what I wanted to talk about is that for years, even the particular sister that I'm talking about, I've always tried to get people, because it's my profession and I study a lot and I know better, working out. You see people go, I'm fat but I'm healthy. That's impossible. That's an oxymoron. Your body's not meant to possess so much excess body fat within its system, and it takes a wear and tear on your organs, your kidney. That's why people have high blood pressure, your hips, things like that. I am a advocate of, I look at things like, okay, we don't control when we die. That's left to a higher source. When it's your time, it's your time. But what I am committed to, and what I try to get my clients to commit to, is living a better quality of life while you are here. I don't believe you know, people will say, oh, he went too soon, or people will say, well, I'm prolonging my life because I'm a vegan, I mean healthy, whatever, whatever. I think all this is a bunch of bullshit. I believe that there's a higher source that when you are conceived, when you are born, has already decided when, where, and how you're going to go. And there's really nothing that you can do about it. That decision has already been made. And we don't know. Death and taxes are guaranteed. But what I will try to do, and what I do urge my people to do, including my sister, who they just diagnosed, is live a better quality of life with the days that you have. And that's one thing, if I could get one person that listens to this podcast to decide that they're going to start living a better quality of life, I would have achieved my purpose of being here on this earth. I know I've affected a lot of people with what I do and with the words that I say, and I'm very grateful for that. But I sit back and I look every day at people who are, they are welcoming diseases in their life, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart condition, aching ligaments, joints, hip replacement, all these things. And you are going through these things by choice, you know. These are things that can be avoided by following a decent eating plan. And I don't even say a diet, just, you know, start choosing healthy food to eat and healthy beverages to drink, water, Crystal Light, things like that. People believe that you can only have one or the other. You know, you either are eating, you're either enjoying your food or you're eating healthy. That's just not true. You can't make healthy foods, put a bunch of shit on it and say, well, I'm still trying to eat healthy. I mean, what I am saying is eat healthy, but yet pick out a couple of days a week, mainly on the weekends, which what I tell my clients, that you're going to go out and you're going to enjoy one meal of something that you like. And you figure if you're eating three meals a day, 7 days a week, that's 21 meals. If one, maybe two of those meals are not they're junk or the things that you want, it's not going to kill you. It's only going to make it taste better. When you're eating shit every day, you can't tell me that the taste is still good. And even if it is it worth it? You know, to sit in a room and the doctor comes in and tells you, hey, look, you know, you're a diabetic because of the way you've been eating. You can avoid diabetes by not eating so much sugar. I went into the hospital, which I believe I had the COVID thing back in last year, October. And they told me I had high blood sugar. And the next step from high blood sugar is diabetic. And, you know, I thought, oh, I eat healthy, I work out. But I also, you know, I would drink a 2 liter of 7-Up every night before I go to bed. I would eat tons and tons and tons of sugary desserts because I felt I could do that because all of my other meals are healthy. Live as a diabetic. When I went into the hospital and they explained to me what that was doing to my body and what that would cause, I don't want to live as a diabetic on insulin. And sooner or later, you know, you're losing your ligaments and things like that. You know what I mean? That's crazy. But people take that route. They choose to do that. And, you know, you go from being a diabetic to next thing you know, they're removing your legs and foot and because this stuff is traveling. That to me is just ridiculous to go through that because you are making the choice to not eat right. When you start getting into hip problems and knee problems, it's because you're overweight. It's because those muscles and joints are never getting used. If you got up and just went walking, it would help a lot, because constant motion, you know, people come in and turn the TV on and get their favorite fattening food and sit down, and their body becomes that. And when you explain to them, hey, you know, you're killing your body, people have the misbelief, or maybe it's an excuse that they use. Well, I'm not trying to look like I did when I was 20, or, you know, I'm not trying to be a size 2. I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder. That's not even the point. What we do as professionals in our sports, a bodybuilding or figure or whatever it may be, those are the choices that we make, but it's still healthy. It's not a vanity thing. It's a quality of life, health thing. There's so much more information today about making the right food choices. There's so many more gyms that are being out there. There's so much stuff online. I have my preference of what you should do. I don't believe in fat loss surgery. That's a shortcut. I don't believe in boot camps, because you can't tell me that 50 people in the boot camp all have the same problem, so we're all going to do the same exercises. I just don't believe that that works. I believe there's a better way. But whatever you do, whatever you decide to do, at least you're doing something. So I'm not an advocate of telling you what you should do. I am an advocate of saying that we need to change our eating habits and change our exercising habits, or else we are going to eat ourselves to an early grave and diminish our quality of life. If you're not healthy and you're constantly taking pills and, you know, you're sick all the time, and, you know, you got this ailment and that ailment, and, you know, now they got your insulin, and you got all these different things. And all of it comes from choices. You know, I cannot believe that a person would make the choice to live their life in such a way that they live this way, all because they like the taste of food. That is ridiculous to me. And it's actually something that you could still have. You could still treat yourself to good foods. Just do it in a much smaller, moderate way. Pick you a day. You know, I meet people, I'm going to be a vegan. I ain't going to eat nothing. I mean, it's, you know, it's a ton of fat vegans out there. You know what I mean? Because you're still eating excessively. If a person chooses to be a vegan or not eat meat or whatever, I mean, that's their choice. I'm not here to tell somebody what they should be eating and what they shouldn't be eating. What I am saying, though, is leave the shortcuts alone. Leave the gimmicks alone. Just keep it basic. Just eat right. You know, instead of fried chicken, eat grilled chicken. They have this air fryer thing out that makes food incredibly good. Start making better food choices. All these fucking shakes and all this other bullshit that people be taking in is a bunch of garbage. You know, it's trying to find an easier way to do the right thing. Just do the right thing. Eat your greens. You ain't got to put them in a freaking blender. You know what I mean? That's not the way the human body is designed. The human body is designed to chew and digest. Why do you think we have a damn stomach? And it keeps it, when you do what the body should do, it makes the body perform how it should perform. Quit looking for shortcuts. Quit looking for gimmicks. It's more basic than people think. People make it hard. It's not that difficult to eat right and make better food choices. We have information everywhere. So, you know, I ask you to pray for my sister. And I also ask you to just change your habits in life and start eating right. Quit believing that you can box in the mirror and change your body to it being healthy. You know, go to a gym if possible. If you can afford it, get you a good trainer. They know a lot more than you know, and they can help you. It's worth the investment. investment in a trainer doesn't cost near as much as doctor bills. You know, I had a client, or I had a client's husband who was refusing to work out, that had to have heart surgery because she called him having a heart attack. If she wouldn't have called him, he would have died. And he's a very popular guy here. Everybody knows who he is. And, you know, that was $70,000 operation. Fortunately, he had, he's a multimillionaire. But why do you have to go through a go lay on a table, get your chest cracked open, and go through heart surgery because you have clogged arteries from eating shit all the time? Why don't you just eat better and have your body living a healthier existence? To me, that's much, much better than the alternative of, oh, I love how that tastes, but it clogged up my artery and now I need to have surgery. If she wouldn't have called him, he would have died. You know, people are eating themselves to death. So we need to stop looking at exercise as vanity. I know a lot of people make it that way, but I'm telling you, it's more of a health choice than a vanity choice. Of course, we all want to look good. That's a part of why we work out. But to look decent, but yet have a healthy body, to me, is much more impressive than having a fat body with a lot of diseases, or even having a fit body with a lot of diseases and ailments that we make by the choices of our food. So my hope for everyone is to start making better choices with the food, start enjoying your better quality of life, and live to be healthy. That's what I've been doing for 30 years as a trainer, and that's what I'm trying to get past to people now. A lot of things that people suffer, they don't have to. It's a choice. Start making better choices. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm checking out. Peace.